Hello.
Hello.
I got two free smartphones when I switched to Metro PCS.
One for him and one for me.
It's not for you. It's for people like me.
And parrots.
I knew I should have gotten a dog.
Get two free Samsung Galaxy J3 Prime smartphones when you switch two lines to Metro PCS and enjoy a 4G LTE network that's more reliable than ever before. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network are active on Metro PCS in past 90 days. See store for details, terms, and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great simulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Of course I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. It is the hour to empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today we have some very cool moms that are very hot indeed as a mother, as wives, as friends, all of the above. You don't want to go anywhere, folks. We want you to celebrate Mother's Day with our most marvelous moms and their kids. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, JoyceBarryandFriends.com, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You'll want to share these shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our marvelous moms today and their fabulous kids. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever, and what that might take is a bit of an attitude adjuster.
Watch out, world, here I come. This is Dr. Stan, Breakthrough Harris. And here is a declaration you need to read every day. Wow, what a great day to be alive. I feel dynamite. I like me. I accept me. I love me. I'm going to have a super fantastic day today because I'm too blessed to be depressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too glad to be sad. I'm too anointed to be disappointed, and I'm too elated to be agitated. Circumstances are aligning themselves in my favor. I'm healthy, physically fit, and intellectually equipped. I have wisdom far beyond my years. I am an extraordinary person with incredible abilities that I will use to add value to others' lives. Because I know that as I help others reach their dreams, I will automatically reach my own. I anticipate meeting the person or group of people today who are willing to use their power, their wealth, and influence to help me achieve my dreams. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me. Today, I will add great value to someone's life. I will show compassion to those in need. I will give strength to the weak and inspiration to the weary. Someone needs what I have to offer, and I gladly make myself available. I embrace abundance, and it embraces me. I am abundant in every good way. I am an abundance magnet. I like money, and it likes me. It is attracted to me because it comes abundantly from many sources. I use my money wisely because it's a tool to help those in need. It's also a way of keeping score, showing how many people's lives that I add value to. I am experiencing great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I am an overcomer. If my mountain can't be removed, I will develop and practice my mountain climbing skills. I may experience a setback. Setbacks are only setups for comebacks. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. I will make lemonade out of life's lemons. And if life knocks me down, I'll fall on my back, realizing that as long as I can look up, I can get up. I commit to paying for my dreams with preparation and perspiration so that I won't have to live with my nightmares of regret. I do not procrastinate because procrastination leads to devastation. It is the assassination of my destination. Thus, I will act now. I am a doer. I get results at last. I now release the champion that is inside of me. I am the leader that multitudes of people are looking for. I choose to succeed today and every day hereafter. Watch out, world. Here I come.
And, folks, here I go to the Coach's Corner. And let me just share a bit about Mother's Day. It's a celebration honoring mothers and motherhood, maternal bonds, and the influence of mothers in society. It is celebrated on various days in many parts of the world, most commonly in March or May, believe it or not. It complements Father's Day, a similar celebration honoring fathers. Mother's Day in the U.S. is an annual holiday celebrated on the second Sunday in May, although many Mother's Day celebrations worldwide have quite different origins and traditions. Most have now been influenced by the more recent American tradition established by Anna Jarvis, who celebrated it for the first time in 1908, then campaigned to make it an official holiday. Previous attempts at establishing Mother's Day in the U.S. sought to promote peace by means of honoring mothers who had lost or were at risk of losing their sons to war. Traditions on this day include church going, the distribution of carnations, and family dinners. The holiday has been heavily commercialized by advertisers and retailers. Card companies, flower shops, and candy shops are the most to benefit, along with restaurants having the children taking their moms out to lunch or dinner. Here are just a few of my favorite quotes. Rudyard Kipling said, "God cannot be everywhere, and therefore he made mothers." Theodore Hesburgh says, "The most important thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother." Abraham Lincoln says, "All that I am or hope to be, I owe to my angel mother." Antonia Villagrasa says, "I got to grow up with a mother who taught me to believe in me." And Robert Browning says, "Motherhood, all love begins and ends there." So I am honored and privileged to have three marvelous moms with us today, Beverly Nadler, Tracy Rupchek, and Janice Miller, all of whom are quite accomplished. All of them have made incredible contributions to society. All of them genuinely care about people and making a difference with their families and the world at large in the way that they choose to do that. We are honoring them today, not for their accomplishments with their careers, but rather their accomplishment as a marvelous mom. So, having said that, let me start with my marvelous, cool friend, Beverly Nadler. You know her from her Here's to Your Health Thursday segments every Thursday on physical, mental, and spiritual health. Beverly, welcome to the show.
It's a delight to be here, Joyce, and especially to be here with some other marvelous moms. Thank you for inviting me.
And I invited you not out of our relationship or what I know about you as a health guru. I know that you are a marvelous mom. In fact, I'm very close to one of your kids, which, of course, is Denise, and she's a regular on our show as well. So before I turn it over to hear what Denise has to say in tribute to you, what would you like to say about your role as a mother and the importance you place on that?
Well, various times in my motherhood when my kids were young, I always questioned if I was doing the right thing. There's so much advice out there of how to raise your children. I'm very, very grateful that whatever I did, my children became quite accomplished themselves, and they also never became drug addicts or alcoholics or depressed or take drugs. They are into health just as I am. So I believe that I must have done a reasonably good job because my kids are wonderful.
Yes, they are wonderful. I mean, you talk about them all the time. So I didn't arbitrarily take these moms. I took them because they often reference their children. And my goodness, we even did a show called The Remarkable Rip Chicks about a whole family that's quite marvelous. And I'm looking forward to our Father's Day show where I can even have the tribute to the dads. And Mr. Rip Chick will be one of those dads as well. So I'm so used to knowing about dysfunctional families. I don't even know that I know very many normal families. It just seems we're in a very dysfunctional society. And even families, sadly, that are perceived as normal, oftentimes there'll be a knock at the door with a policeman, FBI, someone letting the families know what their kids were up to, their husbands were up to. So to really acknowledge and appreciate normalcy, appreciate good families, I mean, that is indeed what should be the norm. It's unfortunately the exception in today's world, very sadly so. So, Beverly, back to you. How did you discover that you were on the right track in being a mother, you know, given your concerns when you first had your kids?
Well, when I first had my kids, I wasn't at all concerned. It was as they started growing up and all of the things that go on in school and what I found out later, the bullying and fighting and, you know, a lot of the kids being mean to each other and always wondering if I said the right thing or if I helped my kids, and then wondering when they made decisions, if those decisions I should have interfered. Never really sure, but always feeling, well, they're not into any of these things that, as far as I know, that other kids are into. They didn't join any gangs, and they seem to be relatively enjoying their life. I decided that, you know, I'm just going to take it one day at a time with my children. Most of them, I have three, two daughters do not live anywhere near me. But they're doing well in their lives, and it's just something that I'm very proud of, especially because they also, all of them, have a deep feeling about the spiritual aspect of life, which is so important.
Absolutely, and I know that's so near and dear to your heart, and to have that kind of bond with your kids, that's a strong enough bond for sure. To keep you very closely connected. Let me go over to you, Denise. You and I are friends, and it's funny that I never, ever saw you as Beverly's daughter. I always saw you more like a sister figure. You're wise beyond your years. You're so similar in many, many ways to your mom's. But I never really talked to you like your mom's daughter. I talked to you like her sister and my friend. Denise, thank you for being with us today in the midst of your crazy, crazy busy schedule.
Well, thank you, Joyce. I wouldn't have missed this celebration to my mom and of course, to all mothers. And I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to check in and that I'm in the country and on this time zone.
And what would you like to say about your relationship with your mom? It just seems different to me than most relationships because you're so on the same level, on the same page, you know, with careers and the understanding of what each other does. You're very connected in so many ways.
That's definitely true. And I think I don't really have any other mothers to necessarily compare my life with my mother too. I think as a kid, you know, I related to her as my mom, but at a certain point when our paths really started to meet with each other, my mom has been a speaker and an author, and as you very well know, and was an educator for the chiropractic profession. My dad's a chiropractor, and I ended up becoming a chiropractor and then becoming a speaker and an educator in the chiropractic profession. And during those times, shortly after I got out of chiropractic college, my mom and I would go away every couple of months to these conferences, and we'd spend a lot of time together, and we'd meet with other educators in the profession. And naturally, this is a place where both of us have a lot of inspiration and love. We have a love for healing, and of course, in chiropractic, it's not just about the body, it's also about the mind, and there's a spiritual construct to it as well. So I think during that time, it really developed for us. But actually, when I was only a kid, about 7 years old, my mother wanted to go and go for private meditation with a teacher. And for some reason, at seven, she asked me if I wanted to go, and I did. So, you know, the bond started, obviously, excuse me, prior to that. But clearly, we've been on a path of working together in our own lives really since the beginning.
And in our chat room, I just want to acknowledge a listener, a fan, Medium Renee Richards, who listens to your mother quite often on the show, and she says, "Wow, you sound just like your mother. How cute is that?" And she goes on to say, "My mother taught me unconditional love, and she taught me this by example. I love my mom." So kudos to your mom as well, Renee Richards. So, Denise, back to you. Is there anything that you could change by waving a magic wand about your mother? What would that be?
I think that's a challenging question, because one of the things that being on a spiritual path teaches you is that whatever happens in your life serves a purpose, and if you're wise, you'll see it, and if you're unwise, you'll want to change it. So my answer to that question is that I endeavor to look at whatever happens in my life and my mom's life as well. You know, I would love for my mom's brilliant teachings to be more widely read and connected to more people in the world, because she's not only is she a brilliant researcher and writer and speaker, but she puts things together in a way that I think a lot of people could really understand, and she does it so well, and she's so dedicated to that, that I suppose if I could change one thing about her and her life, it would be that her teachings could reach more people, because she does a masterful job, and it would serve so many people's lives to be able to have access to what she has to offer.
I agree with you on that. Folks, you can find out more about Beverly's teachings and what Denise is referencing by going to BeverlyNadler, NADLER.com. Denise, I really appreciate that. None of you know the questions I'm going to ask, so this is all off the cuff, folks. These shows are not planned out. It's totally spontaneous. Last question is, what is your favorite thing about your mom?
I've probably already talked about it, but I'll point it out here, is her dedication to understanding and to sharing what she knows. For anybody who is connected to my mom in any way, she has a spirit of generosity, and excuse me, she really, truly, deeply cares about others. Excuse me. I can count on her. And particularly when times are challenging and tough for me, it's great to know that I can not only have a sounding board I'm so sorry that my voice keeps going in
That's
and out.
That's okay. Not a problem. You're probably emotional. Go ahead.
But, you know, I have a sounding board, and I also have sort of assistance and guidance. And, you know, everybody does the best that they can with what they have. But I guess the truth is that I see a spirit of generosity and a sincere, deep caring that my mother has for me as well as others. And I'm very grateful that I have that in my life.
And I just want to say you're terrific, and I value my relationship with you as well, as you know that, and always appreciate when you're on our show. So is there anything you want to say before you head out to your next busy thing on your crazy schedule?
Well, I'll say two things. First, it's, you know, I just want to really acknowledge you, and because I appreciate that you have this platform for reaching other people, and that you're so dedicated to making sure that you put on a phenomenal show 5 days a week. It's a huge endeavor, I'm sure. And, you know, my mom has been a part of your show since the beginning on a weekly basis, and I really admire that each week she has something to put together to say. Being on your show once a month, it's a big task, but I'm dedicated to doing it, and I appreciate having the opportunity. You know, I think that being a mother is like anything else in life. It's not necessarily easy, but you do choose it, and my mother certainly did. And I'm really grateful that my mom chose to be a mom and have 3 kids, because I was the third. So thank you, Joyce, and thank you, Mom. I love you.
And
thank you so much, Denise. You don't know how
–
I'm glad I didn't have to talk before, because I couldn't have. I was really – and I still am choked up by what you said.
Okay. Let's acknowledge this marvelous mother – Beverly Nadler, her wonderful chiropractic daughter, author, singer, and so much more, Denise Nadler. Thank you, Denise. And I'm heading over to Lauren Nadler, another one that got out of bed real early today to be here for her mom. Lauren, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
I'm
this
here.
Is very exciting.
Yes.
This is very exciting to have this kind of show together. So what would you like to say in tribute to your mother?
Well, first I would like to say ditto to my sister there, Denise, because I very much agree with a lot of what she had to say. My path has been very different, though. And as I was listening to Denise talk about my mom and her relationship, I was thinking how, for me, my memories early back are very creative ones. My mom's dad was an artist. My mother also was an artist. And I've sort of, you know, entered into an artistic realm. I'm here in California doing entertainment, and it's been largely influenced. My mom also was a singer, and Denise is a singer. So the arts were where I sort of dabbled. But, you know, my mom's influence on that is huge. I mean, there's not a day that goes by that I don't, you know, think about how I wouldn't be healthy and strong and have the endurance that I have if it weren't for my mother. When I think of her and I speak of her, she is still, you know, a teenager, but with this unbelievable wisdom that you know, I remember her, again, like Denise was saying, the research and the information. I don't make a health move without her, and I'm 3,000 miles away. So, you know, when I think of my mother, I think of her being this lively, energetic person who also is extraordinarily generous and helpful and selfless and always there for me and my sisters. As a mother, she that was her mission, and you know, and then she decided to take that and offer her nurturing maternal instinct to the world, and made it her mission. So she's pretty amazing. I think that her wisdom is beyond, and I agree with my sister as well, that if there was something I would change, is that more people would be aware of what she represents and who she is and what she has to offer. I love her. I would like more hugs, too. You know, we're far away from each other. So I miss her a lot. Hi, Mom.
And what
Hi,
is the
Lauren.
Thing you most want to acknowledge for
what
you
I most
as a daughter?
What I want, most want to acknowledge as a daughter is that I am actually overwhelmed by the fact that she has utterly has, the truth is, there's no denying it, complete and unconditional love for me and my sisters. And I have to be honest, being what I do, which is I teach acting, so I'm around a lot of young people who are influenced by either the attention they did or they didn't get from their parents, and many of them have chosen this because they're acting out for or against their parents, and how very, very fortunate I am that it really is unconditional, my mother's love for me. I can't say it in any other terms of, you know, this is, for me, this is not technical. It's not even something that I could write down. It's just her unconditional love. And sometimes we get into, you know, we get into blows over it because it's a fight to the finish for her actually having more love and compassion for me than I have for myself. So, I guess that's a big part of what our relationship stems from, just her, you know, fighting the fighter in me to be the best that I can be and to be the healthiest. And so she's just always there for me, and I just love her so much.
Beverly, would you like to respond?
I can't talk. How can I respond? Yeah, absolutely.
You don't have to talk, Mama.
I'm so moved. I had no idea what this was going to be like. And I have something to read from my third daughter, who is at work at 8 o'clock in the morning and could not be with us. And I don't even know how I'm going to read it.
So why don't we come back to you for that. I want to thank Denise. I want to thank Lauren. And let me just say what I want to thank Beverly for, given she's not my mother, but this is a huge contribution to our show. So we'll come back to you, Beverly. Hopefully you'll be able to read it right after this.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the Internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And Beverly, you are a number one contributor to this show for that poem and so much more. Certainly your HSUL Thursday segments. But today it's about honoring you as a mom. So would you care to share from the missing daughter who couldn't be with us today what it was she sent in to you?
Yes, but I can talk now. I first want to tell my two daughters how much I appreciate them, how moved I am by what they said, and how it has validated me as a mother, which is extremely important to me. So I love you both so very much. Thank you. This is from my daughter, Karen. You are always there for me to turn to. And though I don't talk all that much, you are always willing to listen and offer your advice. You've shown me how to be a kind and giving person through your acts of selflessness. And I know I'm a better person for seeing the person you are. I know raising one child, let alone three, can be frustrating, yet as frustrated as you might sometimes get, your love is always there. You have stood by me throughout my life and supported my decisions, all the while knowing some of them were wrong, but I was, sooner or later, able to learn from even those wrong decisions, and that has made me a stronger, wiser, and better person. I would not be the woman I am if I did not have the mother I have. And what I have is the best mom I could hope for. I love you, Mom, and thank you for being you.
I thank you for being you as well. So thank you, for representing your other daughter. Three fabulous girls, fabulous mom. Amazing. You deserve that drum roll. Okay, moving along, and we've got a big show today, folks. You don't want to go anywhere. Celebrate Mother's Day with us today with these marvelous mothers and their fabulous kids. The next one I'm going to go to is Janice Miller. Janice, what is it about you and motherhood that you'd like to share with our audience today?
Well, excuse me. I think motherhood is one of the most important jobs a woman could have. I think it's so important because we are taking a little beautiful spirit and we are raising that spirit and teaching it everything, actually, for the first 5 years of their life. I mean, we're their most important person in their life. And then, of course, as they start interacting with other people and children and everyone else, things happen. But that's where the mother's role is, to continually monitor and pay attention, if you will, of what's coming in their head and trying to keep the bad out as, they watch TV and the internet and all that, and just influence them in the best possible way.
And I know that you're a wonderful influence. I know how much you love and care for your kids. I know that you are an advocate to stop the bullying, and we've done shows on that. Just wondering, is that website up yet so we could support your cause?
Unfortunately, it hasn't been fully actualized. The site is there, but it just would say under construction because it still is.
Yes, so. I understand. And that's such a great cause. It's something I totally support. So just let me know when you're ready to go. We'll always support that cause.
Thank you.
Janice, anything else you want to say about your kids? And unfortunately, they couldn't be with us today. Do you have anything you want to share with one or both of them that just could not make the show?
Well, they both, I asked both of them to write a paragraph if they would. And it was a very nice thing that just took place because of this wonderful show that you put on every day, Monday through Friday. I asked them to be present. They, 8 in the morning for them is way too early. It's not their time zone. And so basically they wrote a paragraph, which was very beautiful. And I was going to have Beverly read what my sons wrote because I didn't think I could get through it, without choking up personally. It's a very touching sentiment. And being a mother was a wonderful blessing that, I went through life. I didn't really plan that I was going to be a mother, but I thought, it's something that I should do when the time came. And it's been a great joy. Being a mother is the most selfless thing you'll ever do, but it's also a selfish thing because you are, reproducing a creation of yourself. And so, but the selfless work of a mother, I mean, what they do and most loving mothers will do is, my mother always gave me the better piece of meat, Well, let's see, I got 4 steaks. I'm going to give you the best one because, that's what mothers would do. So I've duplicated the good and I got rid of the bad, break the chains of the past. And that's basically what I've learned from my children is to be a better person. But if you'd like, I could read what they have to say.
Yes, please go ahead and do that.
Okay. Well, this is from my firstborn. His name is Gianni, and it says, "To Mom, I have the best mother. This is more than a mere statement, but a fact. You may be hard-pressed to find a more caring, intelligent, outspoken, and giving person in your life, and I have been fortunate to have her as my mother. She provided for the family single-handedly. While still having time to help with the homework and the cook and provide healthy cooked meals each night, every night for dinner. My brother and I have always lived in comfort and love through this excellent care of my mother. She has gone above and beyond the call of mother's duty, and she has led by example of what it means to be a good person and to love one another. I remember when we were young, and although we were scrapping by as a family, my mother was paying a monthly donation to help feed a child in a less fortunate country. Kind of ironic, yet an example of her generosity. Words cannot express how fortunate I am. I love you, Mom, and although I may not always show it, I am so thankful for the caring and upbringing you have provided." Love,
wow, that's really beautiful. And you have another son that's kind of missing today. Did he write something for you as well?
Yes, he did. And just so you know, I didn't rehearse or read that before, except just, you know, and I just printed it just now before the show. So that was like, wow.
We believe you. I think that was a great idea that you guys thought of that. And back to you with the other note from the other son.
Okay, this is my younger son, Dion, and as I will read it now. I am so happy and grateful to have my mother so closely in my life. It's hard for me not to reflect on how an amazing person she is. Not everyone is lucky to have a mother, and few are lucky to have a mother like mine. As with most people, I have a few people in my life who really inspire me, and my mom is one of those. Throughout my life, she has always been there for me, inspiring me and caring about me and encouraging me. And I couldn't be more grateful to have someone like her in my life. Being so close to her for so many years has always allowed me to share lots of her wisdom with me. Not only has she instilled in me a lot of different philosophies that I have guided my life by, but a constant reminder of them when I'm around her. I really have become to appreciate her saying, "What's your wealth without your health?" I've been very appreciative that she has shared with me her marvelous health products for total well-being. She is a very positive person and has always been there encouraging me that I can do whatever I set my mind to. Because of her, I was able to go the unorthodox route of receiving my education, to have a lifestyle far from ordinary. I am truly so happy and grateful that she is so close to me in my life. Love, Dion.
That was absolutely beautiful from both of them. I'm glad they were represented here today. And now we're going to another marvelous mom, Tracy Repchek. But what's so extraordinary about Tracy is we did an entire show with Tracy, her husband, and her three children, the remarkable Repcheks, one of the very, very few families I know that I wouldn't call dysfunctional, that are so together and that work so well together as a family. Tracy, welcome back to the show on Marvelous Moms. You are so accomplished. You have incredible books. You're an amazing speaker. You have so many accolades, but today is about sharing what you'd like to about your most important accomplishment, that of being a marvelous mother.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Joy. And first, you know, kudos to the other moms and their kids. You know, I'm still gathering myself from their stories. They're so beautiful. And you're right. It is the greatest gift, the greatest blessing to be able to be a mom and to have amazing children and to really have the harmony of a family and an environment that you cherish and enjoy every single day. And that's really what it's like in our house, and I'm just so thrilled to have that kind of opportunity. You know, it doesn't matter where I am in the world, and it doesn't matter kind of, you know, what I'm accomplishing. I know that my true gift to the world is that I have guided and raised my children so that they can be the best that they are.
You have a most unusual situation in that you homeschool three children. I found that fascinating. It's tough enough to be a mom without taking on that additional responsibility. Anything you'd like to share about that?
To me, it was the greatest way to do it because, as you know, me and my husband, we have worked together side by side for the last 20 years in our business. And when the kids were born, we both moved home and made a conscious decision to be the ones that raised them. And then as they started to get older and we started to want more for them, like traveling the world, Australia and Dubai and England, and we just wanted them to see more and have that freedom at a very young age because that's going to change for them quickly. They're going to have their own responsibilities. And so when we started to travel and wanted to take them out of school more, we got in trouble, and despite the fact that they were straight-A students. So that prompted the decision to pull them home and have them school from there because we could then do the schooling from anywhere in the world without being kind of disciplined by society for, attempting to break the normal patterns. And it's a great joy to have five of us together in harmony all the time. I mean, I can't think of anything that's been more fun and enjoyable.
Folks, you really have to hear more about this. In our archives, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, Barrie, the remarkable Rupchecks, who I truly found to be remarkable. What an inspiring show. In our archives on March 8, 2013, just simply go to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, arrow down to March 8, the remarkable Rupchecks. Tracy and her husband Dave, three kids that are amazing, Celeste, Kennedy, and Caleb. And I know, unfortunately, two of them could not make it today. Kennedy, we have you with us today. What would you like to share about your marvelous mom?
Hi, Joyce. There's so much to share about my mom, actually. It's kind of hard to pick several things. But I just wanted to thank her at first and all for always kind of being there for me and my siblings because we've done everything together since I started living. So, I mean, it's been really great. And every time there was something came up or one of us had a problem, she would always be there to help us out and to kind of guide us through life ever since we were young. So I think it's that kind of foundation that just made us so close together. We talk all the time, and I mean, we travel together too, so it's just amazing that we can do all this stuff together, and we all just have lots of fun, and it's just so amazing. So I'm really thankful for all of that.
Do you have any idea of how unusual your family really is? you know, being homeschooled, love doing everything together. Do you have any idea how unusual that is?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's pretty normal to me.
Folks, you want to hear more from Kennedy and her siblings. May 24th, the Rep Check Teens, Teens Talking to Teens. We love this family so much. We're doing a teen show with them. We're doing Fabulous Fathers with husband Dave. I mean, this family is really should be in Ripley's, believe it or not. It is so unusual on all bases. It just works. Tracy, you're a great author. You should be writing a book about family life. You really, really should be.
Oh, thank you, Joyce. Funnily enough, people say that all the time, so I guess I really have to make that a priority and put something out like that simply because it was our purpose to show other people that you can craft your own ideal situation and create your own reality and still function within the realms of society and yet be better for it. And so that has been our purpose. So I guess I better do that.
You better do that. And I support you 100% in doing that. Going back to you, Kennedy, is there anything about Mom that you would change if it was up to you?
I think the only thing that I would want to change would be that she had more time to, like, do her own stuff because I know that she spent, like, every waking minute dedicated to us as children. So I think it would have been great if she had more time to be herself or, like, relax and just enjoy life because she's just a busy bee over here all the time. And, yeah, she deserves, like, a spa day or something.
And what about Mom would you most like to acknowledge?
I think just how hard she works for us is just so amazing because she puts everything, like she puts us first all the time, like over her work and how tired she may be. And I just think that's really amazing and it's very dedicated and I really appreciate that she does that just all the time. Ever since I was young, I didn't fully realize the dedication that she put towards us because I just kind of paid attention to how much fun we were having and how great it was all the time. But later on, I came to realize that, you know, she would stay up really late and she would be working after we had gone to do our own stuff, and it's just really amazing, and yeah, you gotta love her for it.
Well, I'm going to invite you back on our show, Honoring Fabulous Fathers. Your mom and your dad are the only couple that's, you know, have made it to both shows, as I said. I don't know many families that is a family that they're functional and everything works. So we have these wonderful mothers, and in your case, we're going to have your fabulous father on our show the Friday before Father's Day. So you'll be invited back. And at that time, any of the three of you, Celeste, Kennedy, Caleb, that can make it, you know, we're welcoming them if they want to issue a statement. And Tracy, it never even occurred to me to ask you to have that from them. I have no doubt they would have provided that. It was actually Beverly's idea because her daughter was unavailable and it was Janice's idea. I hadn't even thought about it, or I certainly would have asked you if they would like to do that, and I have no doubt that they would have done that. But they'll get their chance with Fabulous Fathers. Tracy, anything else you care to say?
I thought that was a great idea, definitely adding the statements from the kids. I am actually glad I did not have that. I would be probably a blubbering mess. So I'm glad I didn't have to do that, but, you know, I think that's a great idea to ask for that. I'm going to do that anyway and then put it in that little memory box. I think that's a beautiful moment that everybody had there. And I guess the other thing I can say is from both perspectives, you know, moms do what they can and that, you know, we have a lot to juggle, and I've just been extremely blessed to have an amazing and supportive husband along this journey.
And I know there's a lot of single moms out there that you know, do what they can with what they have. And the bottom line is you're a mom and you've brought a beautiful gift into the world, and we cherish you for that and we honor you. And just know that we appreciate everything that you do, because without you, there wouldn't be the beautiful children that are going to lead us in the next generation.
Very, very well said. Tracy, why don't you share with folks your website as well? As I said, today's about being a marvelous mother, but you are so remarkable in all your accomplishments. What is your website?
Sure. One is TracyRepchuk.com, TracyRepchuk.com. And I guess in honor of today, I'll send them to Social Media Safety for Kids. It's one of my passions. Obviously, the internet and social media has become both a staple in society and a possible threat, in that a lot is going on up there that parents aren't aware about, and I want to help educate them about cyberbullying, you know, and cybertexting and all of these things that could happen, so that they know how to protect and prevent and be there for their kids if it does.
Tracy, you know that what you just shared is a basis for an entire show. So get ready when we talk again to schedule a show on what you're doing with that. That is definitely something I want to share with our worldwide audience. How fabulous is that?
Okay, cool.
Again, folks, you're going to hear from the teens, talking to teens coming up in a few weeks. And fabulous fathers, this family is truly something else, truly amazing. Beverly, I want to go back to you. I know you have a few fun quotes, so why don't you just share a few of them with us at this time? And did we lose Beverly? Okay. So here I am.
Sorry about that. George Washington said, "My mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her." Isn't that a beautiful quote?
Yes, absolutely. You can share a few more. Go ahead.
Okay. This is cute. Somebody I don't know, a Mitch album. "I don't know what it is about food your mother makes for you, especially when it's something that anyone could make, pancakes, meatloaf, tuna salad, but it carries a certain taste of memory." I thought that was delightful. "A mother's body remembers her babies, the folds of soft skin, the softly furred scalp against her nose. Each child has its own entities to her body and soul." Barbara Kingsolver. Can't tell you I know who she is. Maybe she's an author. I also have some funny ones, but let me see what else is here. Children are 9.
That's all right. Okay, read one more.
Okay. Then let me get into a funny. I think that would be funnier. But unfortunately, my...
All right, I have some, Beverly. It's okay. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. "If you bungle raising your children, I don't think whatever else you do well matters very much." Jill Bennett, "Never marry a man who hates his mother, because he'll end up hating you." Dorothy Canfield Fisher, "A mother is not a person to lean on, but a person to make leaning unnecessary." "At work, you think of the children you have left at home. At home, you think of the work you've left unfinished. Such a struggle is unleashed all the time." Golda Meir. And my favorite author of all time, Anonymous, says, "Mothers hold their children's hands for a short while, but their hearts forever." As is the mother, so is her daughter. Ezekiel, Proverbs 16:4 says that. "Men are what their mothers made them," Ralph Waldo Emerson. "Most mothers are instinctive philosophers," Harriet Beecher Stowe, who also says, "We never know the love of the parents until we become parents ourselves." And on that note, let me go back to the moms, and just what would you like to share in reference to the show as we start closing it out? Go ahead, Beverly.
Okay, I'll start. One of the funnies that I saw, Jack Nicholson, my mother never saw the irony in calling me a son of a bitch. I thought that was very, very cute.
No, but I'm asking Rodney you from Danger. You, Beverly. I'm asking you from you, what would you like to say to close
from
out?
From me? Okay.
Yes, you.
I just think that today especially, I cherish being a mother more than ever. Hearing not only what my dear children had to say, but what other children had to say for their mothers, and realizing the impact that we truly have. When Janice said how important the role is, I appreciate it all the more. And thank you for creating this show so that we would have this opportunity.
And you're most welcome, and indeed you are a marvelous mom. Over to you, Janice. What would you like to say in reference to the show as we close out?
Well, thank you for inviting me to be one of the special moms on this show. I appreciate it. I appreciate you and your wonderful show each and every day. It was a blessing after all, because, I mean, my son probably would have never conveyed all this wonderful emotion, you know, that I tasked them to write what they felt in a paragraph, and it turned out to be so touching to me. And it, you know, reminded me that everything I've done all these years, now my son, oldest son is 25, how it's paid dividends.
Wow, awesome. And over to you, Tracy. What would you like to say as we start closing out?
Just one, obviously, thank you, Joyce. It's always a joy to be on your program. And I am truly blessed to have been chosen by my kids to guide them on their journey. And when you take that perspective as a mother, you know, there's no bigger purpose in life.
And thank you for being here with us as well today. I just love your family. I'm waiting for you to adopt me, Tracy. What a family. What an extraordinary family. All these families here today are very, very special. And now I just want to take a couple of moments and talk to people that are in the same position I am, which is that both my parents have passed. And sometimes it's very, very difficult, no matter what your age is. When you don't have either parent, you feel like an orphan. You really, really do. Now, it is true, on the other hand, that you carry your parents in your heart. And those of you that are spiritual like myself, you do feel the presence of your parents right inside you and that they're always there. I would say in my case even more so, because I moved out of New York only a few months ago, and I moved into the home of my parents in Florida. This home has just been here, and we hardly got a chance to come down. We never rented it out. It's been in perfect condition, believe it or not, even though no one's occupied it in all these years. My parents are gone quite a while. So I certainly feel their presence everywhere in the home, and I just know they're so happy that they provided this for me. So they're just right here with me all the time, and being in their home, I certainly feel every part of it. Of course, they were buried rather close to the home as well, so I get to visit them much more often than I could when I was living in New York. So I certainly feel they're very, very much a part of my life and very much there when I need them to be. So for all of you who your parents have passed, either one, both of them, if you really want to speak to them, know that you can do that. Know that they are always, will be always a part of you. And one of the things I suggest to people, if it's something you can understand and appreciate, is you can actually write a letter to either of your parents, both your parents or anyone else that's passed. You address the letter, care of heaven, you put a stamp on it, and you don't put a return address, and it goes to where it goes to. So that's something I've always recommended, believed in, and endorsed for folks. If you miss someone a lot, they've passed, just put their name, care of heaven, put a stamp on it, and let it float out in the universe. So once again, I want to thank all these marvelous moms for setting the example for motherhood. I'm looking forward to fabulous fathers in June, Tribulizing Father's Day. And folks, celebrate each other, celebrate your siblings, celebrate your parents, and celebrate life. And here is our celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow. Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hello.
Hello.
I got 2 free smartphones when I switched to Metro PCS.
One for him and one for me.
It's not for you. It's for people like me.
And parrots.
I knew I should have gotten a dog.
Get 2 free Samsung Galaxy J3 Prime smartphones when you switch 2 lines to Metro PCS and enjoy a 4G LTE network that's more reliable than ever before. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in past 90 days. See store for details, terms, and conditions.